Blog Talk Radio.
Killing is one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the trouble that brings them together. As once we are being wiped face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not attacked. Brother, nigga. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we will fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me. It means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Killing one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the trouble that brings them together. And once we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not attacked. Brother, sister, nigga. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we're. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Nigga, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight or die if we must. Like, for the best. Slap on your laptop, chop me.
There is a civil unrest going on in Egyptian Wisconsin. That's the new nickname for Wisconsin. Madison, Milwaukee, what have you. And, you know, it's some serious, serious things going on because, you know, you have a monkey see, monkey do mentality with a lot of people, you know. And a lot of people, you know, they're not privy to the facts. They just get hyped. And right now you have some state of Wisconsin so-called lawmakers who are right now being quote-unquote lawbreakers. They're missing in action. They have refused to go onto the floor so that this bill, this oppressive bill, is not passed. Now, in Wisconsin, there's a governor. His governor name is Scott Walker. And Scott Walker has put together what he called an emergency budget bill. Now, people are in uproar because, from what I'm understanding, the uproar is about it's about this bargaining chip, this bargaining bill, and you know, there's more to that bill than just the bargaining part, you know. But they're upset because of the bargaining aspect of that bill. Now, there's a part of that bill that really affects poor people. But people are not in latitude about that part of the bill. They're mad at about the union taking away union bargaining rights. You know, what you're seeing, this is not a democracy. And remember, democracy is not even in the Constitution. It's supposed to be a republic form of government about the people, republic. But what we're dealing with is authoritarianism. You know, submission to authority. And opposite of individualism. Opposite of the so-called democracy. Opposite of a republic form of government. powers that be, the invisible hand. And there are some things that people just are not aware of, and it's going to get deep. It's going to get deep. Now, they're packing the Madison Capitol, thousands of people. But let me tell you something, though. People think that this governor is just talking about calling the National Guard out. See, a lot of people just, you know, like I said, it's monkey see, monkey do. You think that he's just going to call the National Guard, and that's it. Well, there's something in the law that's about emergency management of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And when the National Guards are called out, the governor has sweeping powers. Now, these so-called Democratic leaders that ran are in hiding. I bet they ran past several courthouses, federal courthouses. They're not going to file injunctions. They're not going to work for the people. The crowd is what's scaring them. But let me tell you some things. I'm going to read some things to you. As it relates to emergency management of Wisconsin. If the governor calls the National Guard, the Wisconsin National Guard, a division of emergency management in the State Department of Military Affairs, the state is divided into 6 emergency management regions. 6 emergency management regions. Governing the emergency management system, there's a legislative declaration of policy to prepare the state and its subdivisions to cope with emergencies resulting from enemy action and natural or man-made disasters, such as what's going on in Madison, according to the governor. Emergency management includes civil defense, and the governor has the authority, quote-unquote, to take all measures undertaken on behalf of the state and its subdivisions to prepare for and minimize the effects of enemy action and natural or man-made disasters upon the civilized population, civilian population, excuse me. The governor and the governor duties and officials. Let me tell you what he can do if he calls the National Guard out. If he orders all or portion of the National Guard into active service, he will proclaim a state of emergency. He can enter into mutual aid agreements with third parties in which he does not have to get permission from the legislation from. Third parties could be whoever. It could be that authoritative invisible hand, so to speak. He can accept gifts and grants, including emergency management services from any source and authoritative state, and authorize from any county, any town. He can authorize anyone to receive these gifts, quote-unquote gifts. That's very dangerous. He can accept any grants. During the state of emergency, he can declare the priority of this emergency over any other contract. He can prioritize this emergency and basically shut anything else down. He can allocate materials and facilities, take use of them. He can destroy private property for emergency purposes in the name of the state. He can issue any order as necessary for the security of persons and property during this so-called state of emergency. He can contract for equipment and services to be used in this so-called disaster relief. He can withhold or recover grants. If a political subdivision fails to comply with any requirement established and maintained under the emergency management, he can provide assistance to the Wisconsin wing of the Civil Air Patrol to enable the patrol to perform its assigned missions and duties. Now, what is the Wisconsin wing of Civil Air Patrol? Governor has sweeping powers when there is a state of emergency declared. This has already been a pre-planned plot. And monkey see, monkey do is falling into the plot. I don't buy that Democrats are running, trying to stall the vote. It's redundant. You will have to go onto the floor and vote. Same ones that don't tell you what's going on anyway. They're playing their assigned roles. If these so-called Democratic leaders were for the people, they'd be in court getting injunctions about the unlawful, because we have a governor who did the same unlawful things as he was county executive. Later on, it was declared in a court of law that his actions were unlawful. No one's going to court. They're misleading the people. And let me tell you, the Civil Air Patrol, you know, they employ when emergency arises, and they're deep. They're real deep, you know. But let me get back to a point about when the governor was the former county executive. Now let me tell you something. This was a special election that I just ran for, and I was ahead in all the polls, you know. But, of course, we have the ESS machine, the same machines that judges have been indicted about, clerks or what have you. And you just can't believe the hype. And, you know, nothing is going to deter me from fighting. Believe that. But the problem is not my fight. It's the people's lack of sight of what's really going on. That is very, very, very troubling. Because I doubt if anybody knows. Everybody's going down there protesting. I mean, they're emotional, you know. But do they understand the risk of packing that capital? There are people who've been arrested. This is leading to the emergency management. There needs to be people demanding accountability. Your legislators are not even in the court. And when this emergency management enacts, it's going to be detrimental. going to be very, very, very detrimental. See, people play games with people's emotions. And so it's not the people that's in this Capitol that's to blame if this emergency management kicks off. Because remember, even Bush tried to almost do that emergency management on a federal level. And when you do it on a federal level, your constitutional rights are suspended. And during times of emergency, your home is no longer your home. You must cease it to any soldier at a time of war. And the governors of the states have almost the same sweeping powers as your president. Almost the same sweeping powers. You got a governor that can remove people off their out of their person, remove them and actually isolate them under the emergency management legislation of Wisconsin. During emergency management, it provides for the inspection of your property, inspection of reports, inspection of so collecting costs from people that they deem who subjected them to this thing. You are subject to the cost of this. They can collect costs for anything they feel they have incurred as it relates to implementing emergency management. There are six regional directors of emergency management that are authorized and have powers delegated to them to perform these duties by the governor, all over, ready and waiting. And see, man, you know, it's like that saying, with knowledge comes sorrow. Because you just can feel the bloodshed. You can just feel the problem. You can just feel the innocent lives lost. You can just feel it. I mean, if you have an ounce of humanity to know, if you actually know the ramifications of a declaring emergency management in Wisconsin. And see, we have... When I was running for county executive, I saw and experienced some things that, you know, it was a feeling of so much negativity that it doesn't deter me, because like when you have a determination, you know, things don't deter you. And when I say a theme of negativity was the fact that on my phone, my cell phone, I have recorded and I've also forwarded to other places as well on what people are up to. But when I first read, the fear of me running, where, I mean, I was subjected to the office doors. They locked the doors on me. It's on my phone. Then the office people that were supposed to accept my papers, they left. I was left in the office by myself. On video, you'll see this. They were trying to wear down the time. And then the arguments I got in, you know, I was the only candidate that had all my papers right. And all these so-called heavy hitters had wrong papers. I could have knocked them all off the ballot, but I wanted to be fair because there were 2,000 people or more who signed all of our nomination papers. So 2,000 people wanted to see somebody run it, you know. But at the same time, no one even knew I had to go into the federal court. I was about to ask for the whole election to be declared off because I wasn't accepted on the ballot so easily, you know. I mean, it was such a fight. It was just such a fight, that fear. And then as I ran, the fear where people had commercials and people didn't even know I was running, you know, and just a number of things that was going on, not mentioning my name. The news would lie about so much, you know, and I'm like, wow. But it's good to experience a lot of things, you know, it's good to see a lot of things and to know a lot of things, because some people get beat up. Some people are skillful fighters because of getting beat up so much, you know. And so I learned a lot as I studied and prepared a lot. And what's going on and what's going to happen is that what you're seeing in Wisconsin is going to trickle down to Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Remember, now we have Jeff Stone and Chris Abley. Jeff Stone said he was going to do what Walker has done. So that means that he's going to get rid of the unions on a local level, you know. And Chris Abley, remember, the first thing he talked about was blowing up county government. Then he retracted that statement. There's going to be civil unrest. And the last forum that I went to, it was like maybe eight to ten white males, quote-unquote white males. I don't know if they were white, but Caucasian, you know, and several Caucasian women that had to be in front of who had to speak at this mayor thing. And I told them, I said, you know, you're going to be forced to unite. It's going to happen. People might not like people because of the color of their skin or their blood lineages. But like Pac said, you're going to have to be a soldier. Whether you want to get up or not, you're going to be forced to fight. And we look on a federal level, what Obama has done, getting rid of the energy assistance, getting rid of the WIC for the women that are pregnant, what have you. And these are the times that you hear wars and rumors of wars. And what the governor, the power this man has, the funds, the taxes that he can increase based on emergency management alone, getting cooperation for other people to furnish services, combine offices, authoritative in itself. He is not worried about the masses of people that's going to Madison protesting, screaming, because it all works for him. And what people should be doing, it's hold your so-called representative accountable. Go march through the court doors. Because the aftermath is going to be ugly. I say Egyptian Wisconsin, but will the Wisconsinites have the same mentality of the Egyptians in Egypt who didn't stop fighting? Because every day something more is going on, something more. Now we have someone getting arrested, more people are getting arrested, police looking for the legislators. You know, this is what makes that, you know, like they say, the cold, the yellow, the red, or high alert, it adds on to that alert. And your politicians are not going to tell you, or your so-called representatives, because they are politicians, you know, which is a whole different meaning, they're not going to tell the people the ramifications of that. Remember, the categories of science is life science, physical science, earth science. And science is ever-changing. It's moving. The powers and duties that this governor has during a state of emergency is sweeping. These powers also trickle down to whoever he wants in certain cities and villages and towns. Now, remember, let me tell you this. This governor did not release this budget until, I think, the day of election. Or after our last debate, we had no idea it was coming. Because that would have been such a hot topic in the debate. It was a calculated step. Now, let me tell you something about the ESNS machine, the ability to manipulate the machine. Does common sense tell you if you have a total of more than 50,000 people going to Madison protesting, how is it that 40-plus voted for Jeff Stone? And he said he'll do what Scott Walker is doing. So people wouldn't do that, right? You know, common sense may not be too common. Sheriffs, the thing that they're given the power to do during emergency management. people are going to be put on curfew. And remember, you might not know, Wisconsin is one of 46 states and two U.S. territories that has joined the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. Means that other states will mutually assist Wisconsin during emergency management if declared by the governor. Mutual cooperation. State patrol. Even without declaring it, he can file with the Secretary of State that he determines that there exists a condition of civil disorder or a threat to the public safety. And then the Secretary of State and the State Patrol have certain offices of power, the DNR. The Department of Justice, Department of Transportation. See, all these things, even they have emergency seats of government during emergency management. Within or outside of Wisconsin, they have emergency seats of government. So, What's going on? People better not believe the hype. They got their minds right. Know what's going on. And I don't know if it's going to be like Egypt. Because you remember, this dictator, quote-unquote, Mubarak, he has more money than Bill Gates. And the poorest of the poor were because they had their mind right. People are getting together under emotional, and some people are thinking that, well, the Democrats left and this is a stall tactic and what have you. You all better see what's really going on. They're not doing what they're supposed to do to represent the people efficiently and going to these courts and do the things that need to be done. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't even go in my chat room. Thanks, sis. Thanks, Sister Racism Anonymous. Appreciate it. And I just want to say that I have a caller on my line. I don't know if you want to pick up. Let's see. Caller 585, you want to speak?
How you doing, Aisha? No, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, hey,
you,
how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey.
You always opening my eyes.
Oh. You know, this is somebody very, very special. I really appreciate that. My, I just don't even know what to call you. You mean a lot to me, though. You know. And, you know, we just got to keep it real about what's really going on. And remember, Milwaukee is always the tester point. Wisconsin is the tester state. And if it works here, it's going to work everywhere else, you know. And people better realize this is deeper than what's really that's being led on, you know. So I want to end with that. Thank you all for coming. I do have a couple of 111s, and nobody has their hand up. But I appreciate it. And we got to be aware of what's going on. You know, the facts are the facts. And we got to fight.
One by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the trouble to black. No one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an alarming rate. Back to your next. Brother. When I say say nigga, it's not the nigga that was thrown here. And it's not the nigga.
You know, and I also want to bring up another fact of the matter, is that the thing about your houses, and you must open your door during times of war, you don't open your doors, you can get your property destroyed. You can get your family hurt and yourself hurt, you know? So, I mean, these are the times that we have to really realize that it's no longer about being emotional and getting in groups. We all can go into the courts. We all can fight. And you have these so-called lawmakers. They should know the law, you know, and people shouldn't get hurt because of the incompetence and ineptitude of your so-called elected officials. So people should get on the phones and demand that these Democrats and those who don't, who are not in office, but are lawyers, go into the courts, because it has been known and it has been shown that this individual, Scott Walker, has repeatedly done unlawful things. And just because he says lawful doesn't mean it's so. Because remember, treaties, there's a treaty about unions. But this is not just about unions. This also is about what's affecting the poor people as well. But people are in there fighting about these unions. So you can go into the courts and stop this if they want to. You know?
In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the trouble of black people together. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back.
I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you get